Beyoncé is up at the top of the pop music charts this summer with songs like this. The fact that Beyoncé is in the top 10 again is no surprise. But what is surprising is that a band called Bon Iver is also near the top of the charts. Bon Iver is the latest project by former Raleigh resident Justin Vernon. He's coming back to the Triangle next week to play the Raleigh Amphitheater. Justin joins us on the phone now. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning.
Your new Bon Iver recording is getting some rave reviews, and I wonder if you can give us an idea about how you came up with such a lush, layered sound with so much going on in each song. It's like every time I listen to it, I hear something different.
I grew up with some of the boys from Megaphone. We all moved down to North Carolina together, and then meeting inspirations throughout the years, like Ivan Rosebud and Phil Moore from the Barbirds, and you know, they fill you up, and then you just end up needing to make your own music, and I think that's what I did.
You lead the new CD off with a song called Perth, which is just beautiful, and it starts in a very stately, quiet manner and gets into a martial drum beat, and then it just keeps building. I wonder if you can tell me a little bit about what that song might mean to you and how you built it.
The song was really about like kind of just being born, and it's a little bit about losing someone too, but about how cycles are always, they're sort of defined by their beginnings and by their ends, but they're really circles and they're cycles. And I think that song kind of started out this album. It was the first song I wrote, and it was really an awakening for me musically, and also it served to explain kind of that I knew that I was going to go through something when I made this record. And I was excited to do so.
The last time you left Raleigh, legend has it, and I will emphasize legend, that you were in a bit of an emotional wreck. In one fell swoop, you kind of broke up with your girlfriend and your band, and so you left for a cabin up in the Midwest and had a breakthrough as a songwriter. And I wondered, did you have any idea that all that turmoil would lead to some great songs?
No. Matter of fact, I wrote one song and recorded it in Raleigh there. And then I basically used that catalyst to sort of crack that rock, to open up that whole scenery and what Bon Iver as an idea would become.
So are you looking forward to coming back again?
By no stretch of the imagination, it's the most excited I am for any show in our first year, because I miss it a lot, and all my best friends live there, and I'm just really excited to eat at Poole's Diner and see all my people.
You have a lot of friends in the audience.
Yeah, it's going to be great. From the front.